Well, look who's back.
Yeah. She said it wasn't her first time. She's a radio veteran.
Apparently so. She had no problem at all. See, and that's why we get adults up here who won't come on the air, and we have Katie the 8-year-old.
Well, yeah, the adults know better, though. They've had more experience with us.
I see. And Dr. Parsons, what have you grown? What are your credentials?
Oh, older. Older.
Is that right? Okay.
Silver hair.
I was listening to the CD you gave me yesterday that Curtis made with some of the old shows from that other radio station.
Which of the other? We've done many radio stations.
The one that you were on.
I was on the other one, too.
The one that doesn't begin with a K.
No, not that one.
Yeah, that one. And they're a hoot.
What's that, the show?
Yeah. I didn't realize that you must have had... They were 9 minutes and 9 minutes. No, they were. You must have had 10 minutes total, 10 or 12.
Yeah, they're supposed to be 6 minutes, but by the time we got through Karen on, they never let us down. Never stopped us, I don't think.
And Greg Grant was the meanest son of a gun. He was picking on poor Bill McReynolds.
Oh yeah.
Lord have mercy.
And it used to when Bill first started doing the show. Bill would just introduce him and then go out for a coffee break. In other words, he's always been that. You remember how he was when he was here. He's going to be here this next weekend, by the way.
Next weekend?
This is coming next weekend, the TNLA show.
Oh, that's next weekend?
Yeah, that's coming up. It's 18th, 19th, and 20th, I think.
Well, I don't feel so bad. When I heard how he treated
Bill softened him up for you, buddy. You saw how raw he was, and that's after he'd been doing the show for a long time. Wasn't that his last show
on
there?
That was last and second to last, and then he kept.
And then we all went out and had a big party to celebrate.
Oh, is that right?
When it was his last show,
he
put in his 2-year stint. I think he made it 2 years here.
And what was it he said? He said three. Was it
three? Did he say three?
He said 3 years, and then he went to LSU.
And then it was progressively shorter after that, I guess.
What was funny was he was, he was just mean to Bill. And what was it? Well, what's the first thing I'd do? Well, for you, I'd get a walker, and then everything was just picking on poor Bill. Every sentence started off with some jab at Bill.
But McReynolds knew enough to ignore him, you know. Unlike you, your first show, Milton, you were kind of...
I was taken
You were
about.
Crippled. You didn't know what was going on.
I slept for days after that show.
You didn't know whether to slap him or cry about it or whatever.
Now, the other thing I thought was interesting...
But he's aged now. He's more manure and he's gotten over his...
Well, I thought it was interesting, too. Y'all were, at that point, which would have been 89-90, introducing two plants on the market. And you were all excited about them, and you were excited about them, and Greg Grant
what
was...
You, do you remember what those plants were, Jerry?
I do. I know.
Listen to the tape.
Oh, it's Old Fashioned Rose was one of them.
Say that. That was the...
Mrs. Dudley Cross.
Yeah.
You were high on that thing.
We did a TV special on it. We read it in a newspaper every...
You were bragging on your rosarian skills. That was funny. He said, Greg says if he drops a rose petal to the ground by the time petal, he can name it.
I made that up.
You said, you just drop it halfway. Yeah. You lower your arm halfway, I can still do it. And then you were introducing a tree. Do you remember what the tree was?
Pistache?
No. Something that's very common, commonly recommended now, but at the time, all right, here, I'll tell you this. At the time you only had a few, and the next year you were going to have 5,000 on the market, and we can't keep these. I can't do Greg. We can't keep these. They're
a tree.
They're not
a crape myrtle.
They're busting out. We can't keep them in the wholesale nurseries. They're busting out of the pots. They're that good a tree.
Oh, cypress, Montezuma cypress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you said you got to go buy one, because if you don't buy one, we're not going to have them again next year. And so,
see, you hear this about these old-fashioned roses, just like it's a new world. No, it ain't a new world.
That was.
I've been beat up on that deal before.
So it was. It's fun.
It was a total failure. The worst media failure I've ever had.
What, on the old-fashioned
roses?
Oh,
well, it wasn't the plant.
It was.
He failed to do the right campaign.
No, it was the plant, nothing but the plant.
Well, Greg was high on him.
Well, he's the one that chose him.
Did Greg lead you down the path and then leave?
No, he's the one that chose him.
Well, yeah, but then
after much deliberation, he was really upset about having to pick the top three or four. That'll kill a Rosarian, you know, trying to choose the best. And Bill Welch, William Welch, you know, that wrote the Rose book and all that stuff, he wouldn't. He absolutely cannot make a decision on the best.
Well, it's all of them have good characteristics.
All of them have maybe a half a good character.